Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shall I go to the kitchen area during the top of the hour to get a drink or to get ice for my drink? And I get accosted by one Brian Mitchell. B-Mitch. Hall of Famer. Should be Hall of Famer.
What was he saying? Was he complaining that he never got on our show?
No, he's still mad at me for allegedly heisting, Craig heisting, Jeff's food, which wasn't Jeff's food.
Did you open the fridge and show him that the quote-unquote heisted material is still there?
I did, and apparently Jeff had moved it from one container to another container. Stevie's here yelling at me, saying that I violated the laws and the rules. People... It was in a small container that was not labeled as anything to do with Jeff. It was catered for the entire, like, the radio station, not just for one human being. And my point was, Donnie and Stevie catered lunch today. They, like, brought in all sorts of food. Wonderful thing. Wonderful. But if there was leftovers, and I don't know if there was, because we're all a bunch of hungry maniacs, Randy. If they put it in the refrigerator... Okay, and didn't mark it, didn't label it, but someone knew that they had brought in lunch for everybody, and someone's shift started, I don't know, at 3 or 4 o'clock. Like if Craig Hoffman or if Anthony came in and didn't have lunch or whatever, and he was like, oh, hey, I heard everybody talking about this great lunch that was brought in for everybody, and it's in the refrigerator, it's unmarked. And if he just went and got a rib or a piece of cheesecake, there's no law. There's no violation, no nothing. Instead, I'm getting accosted.
I mean,
during the top of the hour.
I'm gonna go and say that was unnecessary, especially due to the fact that you came rushing in right as the show was starting. So
exactly.
Thanks, Mr. Mitchell, for pushing us a little bit behind the eight ball.
You know what I said to B, Mitch? I said, I thought we were friends. I thought we were like on the same page here, fighting a war against, you know, humanity.
No, he's
and he's like, we are friends. He goes, you still don't take anybody's food. It's still there.
I get it to an extent, but there's an added piece to this, which is like both makes it worse for you and also makes your point completely valid. And that comes down to Jeff put the pasta salad aside so he could bring it home to his mom. A great thing, but the food goes primarily in... firsthand to the people that are at the station because it's a station food drop,
correct,
not a families and friends of the station food
correct
drop. So if there's still food left over that's not marked with a name, it's
correct
up for grabs.
Correct. If it would have said Jeff only, I would have never touched it. And Brian's point was that this food drop that we just had was for the B. Mitch and Finley show, not for the whole station. But yet we all took it. We all had it.
We'll have to make sure that for the food drop that Linnell and I do for your birthday next Thursday, it's specifically for the Chris Russell show, not for the whole station.
All right,
and we can complain if he tries to get any food.
Let's get to my guy, the Birdman, see if he can weigh in on this. Bird, how are you?
Hey, Chris. You know, isn't this like the second time in like 2 weeks that you have stolen food from the radio station refrigerator?
No, you big dummy, because this was still about last Thursday. This was complete. Oh, okay. Today was completely different. This was brought in lunch, yes, for the JP at B. Mitch and Finley show, but everybody was helping themselves. Everyone was invited. So I had a rib and I had a little bit of mac and cheese. This had nothing. This had today had nothing to do with last week. It's just I'm still being harassed about last week for no reason.
Well, and that leads me into this beautiful segue, right? If I am the Commanders, I am more happier than Chris Russell stealing food from the radio station refrigerator.
Why?
I would give Daniel Jones a motorcade escort to whatever that name of the stadium is.
Northwest now. Stadium. Get it right.
Yeah, Northwest Ohio. Yeah. Anyway, I would give him a motorcade escort so that nothing could happen to him, so that he could start in the game. Chris, did you watch the game last week?
Yes.
Did you watch any of the Giants? I know
yes.
you were in Florida.
Yes. Yes. He did not look good. Did you not watch Kirk Cousins last week? Did you not watch Aaron Rodgers on Monday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers looked better than Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones. They're coming off of major, enormous injuries.
Chris, he is, what is it, he's thrown two touchdowns in 8 games. He's thrown more picks, which is 3, than touchdowns, which is
Bird,
2.
This is one game since coming back from a blown ACL. I mean, like, there's no rust allowed. There's no inconsistency allowed, especially against a super aggressive defense that wasn't even as aggressive as they could have been.
He hasn't been good since he signed that contract up there. We all know that. I mean, that game last week, it was so funny because, you know, you and I both have that friend who's a huge Giants fan.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And he was talking it up, and then after the first pick six, he went to another game on the ticket.
Yeah. Listen,
that's how bad
Daniel
it was.
Jones was not good last year before getting hurt the first time after week 5. I'm not suggesting that he was good. He wasn't as bad as people are making him out to be. I mean, just look at the numbers. He wasn't as bad as people. Again, he was really bad in the season opener against Dan Quinn and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football in week 1, a 40-0 loss. He was not as bad as people are making it out. Now, then he's hurt for 3 games. Then he comes back and plays basically a quarter and a half of another game, and then he's lost for the entire year with a blown ACL. Just the fact that he was on the field on Sunday, just the fact that he made it back after suffering a torn ACL in the middle of November is pretty darn impressive to me. Now, again, you want to say, well, like overall, he hasn't been worthy of the number 6 overall pick like, say, a Justin Herbert was the next year. I'm with you. I understand that. I do. But I don't. I think it's more injury and somewhat more scheme related and lack of weapon related at times, as opposed to he sucks. He flat out sucks. He can't do anything.
Chris, that whole team is bad up there. They allowed what? What was it? 5 sacks.
Yeah.
Threw 2 picks.
Yeah.
You know, average offense.
Yeah, they were
like
bad.
5.1 yards.
Yeah. Minnesota's also a good defense. Minnesota's also a good defense, so we should keep that in mind. I mean, you know,
yeah, but
Minnesota's
but
not tiddlywinks on defense.
But you're forgetting the Giants were at home opening the stadium, and I will say this, and I told Matty Ice this on the phone. If the Commanders don't come out there and beat the New York Giants, I'm not saying handily because it's a divisional game, but if they don't beat the Giants, I would be very, very worried because their schedule over the next 5 to 6 weeks is very hard.
All right. Been saying that all along, including your Ravens.
And How about my Ravens?
I said including against your Ravens.
Oh, yes, yes. Are you coming up for that game, Chris?
Of course I am.
Okay.
You going to allow me in Baltimore or no? You're going to take me out for a crab cake breakfast?
I think I will take us for some crab cake. Oh, okay. Just give me a buzz.
All right, okay.
We'll you know, and don't worry. We will not share them with the Brian Mitchell Show.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Thank you, Bert. Appreciate
you.
Have a good weekend. Always good to hear from you. Let's get to Jason in Omaha next up. Team 980, what's up, Jason? How are you?
What's up, Chris?
What's
hey,
up, Jason?
You wanted to bring me along for that crab cake breakfast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to make sure the Birdman has to pay out of his ears for some pricey crab cakes. I mean, because that's where, you know, like, if there's any claim to fame about Baltimore and that area of the country, it's crab cakes, right? So they got to, you know, you got to go to the most expensive, the most, you know, the most succulent crab cakes. I'm thinking like $200 a crab cake. I'm thinking maybe he can handle that. He's got a big time salary.
Crab cakes and football.
There you go, baby.
There you go. But no,
do they have crab cakes in Omaha or no?
Man, they have a place called Mouth of the South. They try to do their best.
Okay.
But no, it's nothing like Maryland.
Okay.
It's nothing like Maryland.
Yeah.
But no, I normally call and have a list of stuff I don't like. I just want to see effort and want to from the whole team. And if I see that and we lose, okay, we'll be picking top five next year. But I'm okay with that. I just want to see them compete. We can't say that we're a better team than them right now. Just like our roster from maybe 24 on down is not. It's just not competitive right now. So I understand that. So I'm not going to put too much emphasis on them winning. I just want to see a better product. I don't want to see someone throw for 400 yards and then we not throw for 200. You know what I mean? I just want to see a competitive game. And what do you think about that?
So you're saying basically if they lose, say, 20-17, while you'll be frustrated, while you know that there were opportunities they let out, because it's competitive and because it's close, you can live with that. Not like it, live with it. Whereas if they get blown out, like, you know, if they get blown out like 37-14, like it was last week, up until the final waste, you know, 2 minutes that nobody cares about, except for a bunch of number nerds, then you're going to be pissed about that, which is, I agree with that. I mean, I could live with a close loss because I understand this is about recalibrating the North and all that stuff, and all the slogans and all that. This is about rebuilding, reloading, reshuffling the deck, whatever you want to talk about. This is not about wins and losses in any realistic point of view. Of course, they can't say that, but it's not wins and losses in any realistic point of view. What I would struggle with, like you said, is a blowout where they're just uncompetitive in all three phases. That would be a really bad look.
One more thing, Chris. Do you think I was too harsh or people were too harsh on Cliff? And I know the game plan with Todd Bowles. I think I mentioned the Linnell in preseason, like the last preseason game. I was like, I don't want to see Jaden out there against that defense because I don't think he'll be ready. But he was ready as far as the rushing aspect. But we got to hit those throws.
Well, that's the biggest problem for me, right? Is we know what kind of playmaker he is, we know what kind of extender he is, and Jason, you play the game, right? So you know this at a different level, right? You know that a quarterback has to be able to anticipate. A quarterback has to be able to beat you, manipulate you, and then beat you with his eyes before he beats you with his arm.
Okay, he needs his offensive coordinator.
Understood.
He needs him to scheme up some stuff. And
understood.
This past week,
I will just say there were four or five plays that clearly jumped out on tape, and we've mentioned them throughout the week. Four or five plays that clearly jumped out throughout the week that, you know, you could have the greatest schemer, the greatest play caller, the greatest play designer, the greatest anything. Jaden just missed them or didn't see them.
Yeah, he didn't miss them.
I mean,
do you think that this coaching staff is the one that will lead us to where we want to go? Do you think they're just like a stopgap? Then I'll just sit back and listen.
That's a great question. Well, let me think about that one. Thank you, Jace. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980.
While you think about that real quick, I just got to let you know, crab cake breakfast is fine, but as part of the brunch generation, the superior Baltimore brunch breakfast move is crab Benedict. Get a crab eggs Benedict. That's perfection.
Okay. You know, I don't know if I've ever had eggs Benedict in my life. I don't remember ever having it. Now, I was at breakfast in New York a couple of weeks ago. I took a couple of friends out. And my one friend, Jim, had Eggs Benedict or whatever. And it looked great, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge ham person. So, I'm weird with ham. Like, I'd much rather have sausage than ham. You know, so maybe that's what's always... But I should like everything about an Eggs Benedict, right? It's like an English muffin with egg, hollandaise sauce and what? Canadian bacon? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And the hollandaise sauce is like a creamier type sauce, right?
You got to realize, the ham doesn't come through. The most it does is add a little bit of crisp and some salt.
Okay.
It's the best breakfast food. Come at me.
All right. So crabs Benedict.
Crab eggs Benedict in
so
Baltimore.
It's just the crab meat instead of the ham.
Well, I mean, they might still do the ham, but then they'll throw a little bit of crab meat on top or whatever. But yeah, get some fresh crabs on an egg Benedict. That is the Baltimore.
I just want to know, is it going to set back Birdman a pretty penny?
I mean,
because if that's going to be the case, then I'm going to order three of them.
It's going to be more expensive than the regular eggs Benedict. That's for sure.
That is true. What if I walked in and I just bellied up to the diner table and I said, "Can I have three eggs crab eggs Benedict?
Can I get an eggs Benedict?" But
Birdman's like, "Huh? What are you doing to me?"
Can I get an eggs Benedict, but instead of the pork, can you put a full crab cake and a little bit of lobster on top?
And some prime rib just to go. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let me address this now before I forget. Do I think this is a transition staff, or is this a staff that gets us to winning? I think it's a staff that gets you to winning and to being a playoff team. I do not know if this is, and I assume we're talking about coaching staff, not just like entire football operations staff, meaning Adam Peters. And I feel pretty good that by next year, they're going to be competing hard for a playoff spot. Not one of these, you know, backdoor, you're 6-9-1 in a horrible year and you need 17 different possible outcomes to come out in week 17 and maybe you could slip in the playoffs, you know, Aladdin magic carpets, none of that stuff. But I think this is a staff that can get you into the playoffs and maybe get you into the playoffs consistently. I do not know if this is a championship winning staff. I don't know that. I hope that it is, but I think you know where I'm going to come from on this. That'll depend way, 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 way more on Jaden Daniels and the rest of the players, offense, defense, and special teams, way more than it will depend on the actual brilliance, if you will, of the coaches' staff. I feel that. But I feel this is a not only get you back to competing staff, I think this is a level above that. Again, do I think that's the ceiling right now? Probably. But I could see more. Just like I could see less, I guess. But I'm talking about very small slivers of the pie. Like, I think if you had a pizza pie, if you will, six slices would be of the eight would be towards them being a playoff contending staff. One slice would be, hey, man, could we win a championship or contend for a championship, which is, in my mind, a little bit different than making the playoffs. And one slice, or maybe, you know, a little bit less, would be, man, they really just could not turn over this franchise. And boy, was this an abject failure. You know, kind of like how we view Ron's tenure, right? Ron got them to the playoffs immediately. Granted, backdoor style, magic carpet ride style, 7-9 in a crappy year. People forget they were 6-9 going into that Sunday night football game against the Eagles with a chance to win the division if they won, and they did. People forget how bad that was. Otherwise, could you imagine what the narrative would be on Ron's tenure? Right? It's already bad. So do I see this staff being that bad? No, I do not. Do I see this staff being Bill Belichickian? Or, I don't know, even if you want to say the Eagles, right? I mean, the Eagles have gone with a couple of different head coaches and Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid before that, where they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Well, but Andy Reid's been pretty dominant out in Kansas City.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. You're talking about it. Like, do I see them being an Andy Reid type? Yeah. No is the answer. Like, I'd be surprised if 10 years from now we're talking about Dan Quinn and this, you know, and obviously they wouldn't all still be together, but the genesis of the Dan Quinn era in Washington, starting with Joe Witt Jr., who becomes a head coach, and Cliff Kingsbury, who branches off and becomes a head coach again, whether it be in the NFL or college or whatever, and whoever else is here. But Dan Quinn is still the head coach. Adam Peters is still the GM. I'd be surprised if we're looking upon them as how we revere Andy Reid and his tenure in Kansas City. And you might even say his tenure in Philadelphia, although obviously his tenure in Kansas City, much more successful. 222 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I hope that answers the question. Maybe a little bit of waffling. But I think primarily, you know, again, pizza pie analogy. You know, you take six and a half slices and you say, I think they're a playoff staff. That doesn't mean that they're going to make the playoffs every year. That doesn't mean they're going to win a championship. But I'd be surprised if they bottom out. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you back with us on a feel-good football Friday. Again, I think the Commanders win a close game here. Like, one thing that we have not touched on the offense really at all, so let me spend a minute or two on that, and then we'll get right back to the calls. Please get Terry McLaurin involved early. Like, we cannot have any more games, because I've been at a number of these games over the last 5 years, where Terry McLaurin doesn't get a touch until midway through or late in the second quarter. And that's what happened last week. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Jaden way overthrows him, airmails him down the sideline. And I look and I said, wait a second. Is that Terry McLaurin's first target of the game? And sure, as you know what, according to NFL Jesus, it was. With like 8.5 minutes left to go in the game. In the second quarter, I should say. Like, I know you can't telegraph everything. I got it. I understand that. Please get him involved early. Please get him. You cannot tell me that you can't get a wide receiver screen, a wide receiver hitch, a smoke, a slant, something, a jet pitch reverse, something to get Terry's hands on the ball in the first quarter, in the first half of the first quarter. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm too simplistic. I would not have probably a possession, certainly not two, without getting my offense running through Terry McLaurin. It's not like you have many better choices. I understand he's drawing more attention. I got it. Find a way. Every other team does it. Do you think Cooper Kupp wasn't drawing a lot of attention last Sunday night when Puka Nacua goes out early in the game? You think that? No. So now this is three offensive coordinators, and it's not fair to just, like, completely lambaste Cliff Kingsbury based on one game. But Scott Turner would do this regularly. Eric Bieniemy regularly. Where You'd go a quarter and a half, and Terry McLaurin doesn't touch the ball. Doesn't even see a throw his way. Find a way. I just gave you five ways to do it. I'm not just saying, well, just get him the ball. Just have him run. I'm not doing that. I'm giving you creative schematic ways that are easy to get him an opportunity. And even if he doesn't get any catches, at least you say, ah, damn it, we tried three or four times and they were just blanketing him and we just couldn't connect. At least you tried. And if you throw a pick six, you damn it, you throw a pick six. That's one thing about the offense that's going to drive me nuts on Sunday at Northwest Stadium. If I look up and midway through the second quarter, Terry McLaurin's got no targets and no touches. Let's get back to the calls. Let's say hello to Hal in Kensington, Maryland. Next up, Team 980. What's up, Hal? How are you?
Hey, Chris. It's always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too,
Hal. It's been a while.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
I liked your answer, and I liked you bringing in the pizza pie analogy. That was excellent.
Okay, thank you.
I think it was a fair answer. I'm not saying it was an incorrect answer. I think it was a little more optimistic than I would be under the circumstances.
That's
and,
fair.
You know, I used to always be harshly critical of this team, but under the new ownership, I'm going to try to be fair, you know, look at them fairly and not attribute to them negative traits based on the owner that I don't like.
Right.
All that said, I think there's some red flags. Honestly, you mentioned the situation with McLaurin. I don't think the talent level is there at this point, and that brings me to the Jaden McDaniel pick. I think that was Jaden Daniels pick. I think that was a mistake under the circumstances. No disrespect to him. He is somewhat slender. I don't know if they can protect him. I think you pick a number two quarterback when you have a big, strong, strapping guy if you don't have the offensive line that they need. I don't think he has the weapons necessarily. That's a weak team across the board. And I don't think if you look at the record of the staff, they've demonstrated an ability to overcome less than stellar personnel. So I think I put another slice on the bottom outside of
okay.
The,
I think that's fair.
Of the pizza.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm just guessing, right? Trying to use some reasonable, but I'll go back to just, and you mentioned Frail, right? I mean, think about this, and I've been screaming about this all week, and Linnell wasn't worried about it, still isn't worried about it. A lot of people are. All it takes is one nasty hit to Jaden Daniels, and he pretty much suffered one last Sunday when he got kneed in the, when he got speared in the head and his helmet flat. All it takes is one hit and the season's could be lost, or the season could be in major peril, or his career could be in major peril, right? Think about how thin the margin is at this level between good, bad, healthy, not healthy, active, inactive, winning, losing, all of that stuff, right? So to your point, Hal, I mean, you know, maybe I'm a little optimistic, maybe you're a little more pessimistic or realist, you know, whatever, it's probably somewhere in between, right? And they got to hope that a bunch of things go right. Jaden develops. Jaden is what they think he is. And more importantly, Jaden stays healthy. Jaden staying on the field is the most important thing that this organization faces the challenge of. More than anything else, Jaden staying on the field.
100%. Just if you let me back on for one quick second, you see the possibility when you look back at RG3, right, and how much optimism there was, and then it kind of all evaporated when, and I'm not saying he was going to be the savior or anything like that, but, you know, he was somewhat frail too, right? He was running around all over the field, and then it's all up in smoke. So that's the basis for my lack of, you know, less positive. And also, they're in a tough division.
Yes, they are.
You know, the Giants are really weak, but the Eagles are a Super Bowl team a couple of years ago, and the Cowboys are probably a little bit underachieving, and they are in the playoffs.
No, I'm with you. Great call, Hal. Thank you. Good to hear from you again. Make sure you call back again real soon. Got to let you run. We are way late for a bottom of the hour trending alert. We will get to all the rest of your calls. I see y'all, including Mark and Laurel and Cliff in D.C. and Vinny in San Antone and Jonathan and Sean. We'll get to all of you guys. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so as far as the Commanders against the Giants, still no word officially from Dan Quinn on Johnny Newton, who has yet to make his NFL debut, been banged up since pretty much getting drafted. As well, in terms of the rest of the squad, Emmanuel Forbes out this week, but Dan Quinn says it's possible that he could be back real soon, as in maybe next Monday night, week 3, against the Cincinnati Bengals. Around the NFL, let's give you this. Marquise Hollywood Brown now going to have surgery and be placed on IR after a couple of weeks of just healing from the sternoclavicular injury that he suffered in the preseason. He is expected now to be out for months. Meanwhile, we mentioned the Bengals, who are the week 3 opponent for the Commanders. They might once again be without T. Higgins, who's expected to be doubtful for Sunday's game in Kansas City. He was not in the open portion of practice, dealing with a hamstring injury that apparently is more severe than originally thought. Cincinnati, again, 0-1, and the week 3 opponent for the Washington Commanders. Meanwhile, the Nationals have now suddenly lost 2 in a row to the Miami Marlins. One last week, one last night in the series opener, despite a pretty good start from Mitchell Parker. Not enough. 6:45, the action tonight over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it is a feel-good Friday. Are you feeling this? Once again, I heard Molly Kirum use the Feel Good Friday thing. So we've just named our show a Feel Good Football Friday because she stole that from us. Just like Linnell steals everything from us. Coming up next hour, we will have the most incredible, action-packed, informative, entertaining segment ever created by mankind on radio anywhere, anytime, any place. You can put that on the back of a t-shirt, baby. Woo! The double super ooper duper 12 six-pack thing that we're going to do. 6 games against the spread and 6, the top 6 NFL teams all in one segment. See, again, Linnell can do a super six pack. Lots of other people can do the smell test.
We get a tantalizing 12 pack.
We're going to do a 12 pack, baby. And if that isn't enough to get you rocking and rolling on a Friday afternoon, I don't know what will. Let's get back to the calls right now. And let's say hello to Mark and Laurel first up on the Team 980. Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris? It's definitely a feel-good Friday. I'm on my way to live to collect my money from last week where I put my mortgage on the game there.
Atta baby. Remind me, what was the bet that you did?
I put my mortgage taking the Tampa.
Oh, that's right.
Tampa over the Red.
That's right. So, so you had Tampa minus the 3.5, right?
3.5, yeah.
And how much? How much did you bet? You keep saying your mortgage. Please tell.
$2,000.
Oh, $2,000. Okay. So I was gonna say, please tell me you didn't actually bet your mortgage. You bet $2,000. Your mortgage payment.
Yeah, $2,000.
Okay, gotcha. So you took $2,000. You had Tampa minus the 3.5. And how much are you about to collect?
Double that. So close to it. I doubled up on the money. Now, I'm not betting my mortgage this week.
All right.
I'm doing a small play on the Giants today, my mortgage, though.
So you got the Giants plus the 1.5 this week.
Yeah, I'm about to put it in now when I collect my money.
Right.
Now, I hope my wife is not listening. Or my stuff will be out on the in the yard when I get home.
I hope she's not listening for your sake, brother.
I tell you, man.
Unless you don't like her, and then maybe that's a get out of jail free card, you know?
Hey, you may be right. You may be right. But then I'll be sleeping in. I'll be sleeping in the homeless shelter, though. That's the thing, you know.
Hey, Linnell needs a roommate. Maybe we can help. Maybe we can help you out there.
Yeah, I don't think they got cable TV in the shelters. I may be wrong, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they also don't have casinos there either. All right. I'm glad you won. I'm glad you won. Not glad that the Commanders weren't competitive, but glad you won.
Yeah. Now, that would take a look. This is a reason why he got a 4-year contract. This team is so bad. I mean, there's no way to turn this. And you talking about they're going to make the playoffs next year? Are you serious? Well, that's a joke.
Well, I said much more competitive for the playoffs next year.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, like, I've got to see more of Jaden Daniels, quite honestly. I got to see who they add in the draft and free agency next year and who doesn't have a catastrophic injury, right, and who makes progress and which one of the young guys, you know, is Brandon Coleman the starting, you know, all of those things. I got to see that first. But I think I don't think it's a 3 to 5 year rebuild. I just don't think that exists in the NFL. I think it's a 2 to 3 year rebuild or reload or recalibration or whatever they want to call it. And I think by the end of next year, December, maybe late December of next year, they're going to be right in the thick of things. I do believe that.
Well, they can make the playoffs next year, but again, the coaches, you know, the coaches ain't preparing the meal. You know, the coaches don't have the ingredients to make the meal. So all the owner has to do is spend some money, and then you can turn this thing around tomorrow.
That's fair.
But if you're not willing to, with free agency, there's nowhere in the world you can't turn this thing around with free agency.
That's
fair. If the owner, you know, the general manager, they would, you know, get a coach's groceries, then they can turn around. There's no reason with their free agency, they can't turn around tomorrow. But if the owner organization not willing to buy the groceries, you're going to be looking at where you are next year.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, you guys, take it easy.
All right, thank you. Glad you won and saved your mortgage and your marriage as well. Thank you, Mark. Let's go out to Vinny in San Antonio listening on the Odyssey app. Vin, how are you?
Chris, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks
I'll
for
be
making
brief.
It.
Wimby really is that tall, by the way.
Seven foot four, right? Is it 7'4" or 7'3"? I can't remember.
So I think it's 7'3" without shoe.
Okay.
Once the sneakers get on, it goes from 7'3" to 7'5".
Gotcha.
So I don't know what's wrong with these lunatics at the Hall of Fame, and I don't mean to pivot the conversation, but
that's right.
The only thing I can come up with is Joe Jacoby is being punished still because Dan Snyder owned the operation. I mean, what am I missing, Chris? Why in the hell is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
excuse my language.
So it's a great question. I honestly don't think it has anything to do with Dan. I think where Joe is being punished is that offensive line was so damn good across the board that everybody's like, well, yeah, he was good. He was very good. You know, he was a big part of it, but was he any bigger part of it than anybody else? And I struggle with that because, I was not here when Joe Jacoby was playing, but I watched a lot of Redskins games, and I know Joe Jacoby could flat out play. And Joe Jacoby is as good as anybody on that offensive line and deserves the recognition. And somehow, some way, through the Veterans Committee, through the, you know, football contributors, legacy, whatever committee we got to get him and Brian Mitchell in the Hall of Fame, period. End of story. End of argument. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this, but Mike Shanahan deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, too. These guys have made indelible impacts in football in different ways. All three of those men that I just mentioned, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, period. End of story.
And you know what? Drew Pearson played in bigger games, probably. I get it. But you know what, Chris? Gary Clark's numbers line up better just on paper than than Drew Pearson's do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, we can make probably arguments for everybody. You know, I don't feel as strongly about that one as you're mentioning, but I understand where you're coming from. I think there's more opportunity in different. Again, I know, like, for the coaches, they have like a selection committee or a coaching contributor committee that helps out, right? So maybe that'll clear up some of the coaching issues. You know, right now, Joe Jacoby, I saw something pass along my Twitter. I think Tommy Lavero wrote a column about him this morning because he's on another list. I mean, hopefully you don't see him on that damn list anymore, because hopefully he's in Canton. And hopefully, you know, I just went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony and the game for the first time ever in my life, right? I've been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but first time ceremony. I would love to be able to be there, even though I only know Joe like a little bit casually, and I've bumped into him a number of times. I don't know him well. I would love to be able to, you know, just hear and see the pig snouts and the hogs and the hoggettes and everybody celebrating the fact that he got in finally, and before it's too late, you know, because you never know.
That'd be beautiful. Thanks for the line.
Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you on the Odyssey app. Down in San Antonio, let's get to Jonathan in Suitland next up. John, how are you on the Team 980?
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
What's up, John?
I'm glad I got through. Man, the fans here, I'm a diehard Redskins fan. I can remember back to the 91 and with the 87 when we won the Super Bowl. I was a young kid. I still remember those glory days.
Yep. Right?
The product and the process. The fans here suffer from PTSD, and this is the last part of changing that culture of the old Dan Snyder era. And what it was with Dan Snyder, they give you a quick fix. Fans go, you know, go crazy over going to the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. And then that letdown, right? As we won the game against Tampa, I'm telling you now, the fans that came out of the woodwork, are we going to the Super Bowl? I told you. we have a top-notch coaching staff. They're very intentional, and they're getting back to the basics of running an organization like you're supposed to. Ron Rivera got us to a certain point. His downfall was hiring his friends and not getting rid of his friends, right? Now you have a staff, a GM. This is how a professional organization is supposed to be ran.
Yes. Right? It's a process. And it's a process that takes time is what you're saying.
There you go. And finally, with good coaching, I think we had that. It's just now you got to get that play style like Dan Quinn says. You have to get that down pat. Because, again, that telling of changing the culture, not only on the field, but even when it comes to the fans. I'm not having the opposite team come to your stadium. And it sounds like it's a home game for your opponent. Again, the process, the product, getting back to the basics. This is how an organization is supposed to be ran. I think we have a top-notch coaching staff, and we know what great coaching can do. We see it with Arizona. I can't think of the head coach's name, but, again, you can see the product.
Jonathan Gannon.
The product was totally different.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. Like to your point, right? There's like Kyle Shanahan, yeah, turned around San Francisco, eventually got it going, whatever. But you look at other things where it's maybe not as high profile, right? Arizona and Jonathan Gannon. And I know they blew one last week, but that is heading in the right direction. Yeah. They found a way to embrace and buy into Kyler Murray and to support him. And he has bought into them from everything I know. And they are building something there. It's going to take some time, but they are building something there.
Even the Colts as well.
Yes.
I like the Colts.
Great example as well with Shane Steichen. You're right.
There you go. But you see, when an organization, you do it the right way, you get your quarterback. Again, you may not have the perfect O-line, D-line, but that's what coaching is for. Coach them up. If they're not meant to be here, then again, we'll show them the door. We'll get the right person here.
And also, a good enough quarterback covers up for some of those blemishes as well. John, thank you. I appreciate it. Good call. Appreciate you on the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with Dr. Sabah, Sean, Cliff, you, 301-230-0980. We still got to get to the fallout from the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. We touched on it earlier, but we still got to get more into it and how it relates to potentially Jaden Daniels. Do that coming up as well.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Ah, 252 on a Feel Good Football Friday. Don't forget our twin Super Six Pack coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, right about halfway through the hour. Before we get to clean up on aisle three, before we get to Dum Dum of the Day and all of our usual staples, six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Giants, and a top six ranking of teams, the top six in the National Football League. And as I'm doing these picks, so many injuries and so many questions, I got to make the picks on Friday, though. I can't wait until like right before game time. I mean, I might be able to adjust them and see what the jury thinks, but, you know, I mean, I got to make the picks. But there's so many questions that we don't know about. But for now, what we know is we're going to head back to the phones and say hello to Dr. Sabah next up on the Team 980. Doc, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hey there, Chris. I was thinking when you said dumb dumb of the day, you're going to lead with me. And I was thinking, uh-oh, I do say some dumb things sometimes, but it's okay.
Well, you know, see, the thing I love and appreciate about you most, Doc, is not only are you loyal and you're fun and you're entertaining and whatever, but you're also able and willing to take some criticism and a joke. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is all fun. This is great. I can be as wrong as anything and nothing changes tomorrow when I wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
Nobody's life is they.
Exactly.
Nothing's happened, lost any money. I mean, you know, so, hey, quickly on the 91 thing that other gentleman was talking about, was it Alaska? I love that. I was doing an ophthalmology rotation on Indian Reservation. How fitting. Native American Reservation. I was in the land of the Redskins, and our dorm didn't have any TV, so I rented a hotel at the Hilton. And I spent like that Sunday night and Monday, whatever, singing the glory of that Super Bowl. So great. That was like the best. Next to, of course, you know.
There you go. Yeah. I understand.
A wedding and kids, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my point of this call, I would not pay running quarterbacks, like ever, like the second contract. A Latua, I said from the start, don't pay him. He was one concussion away from basically being out of the league, and they paid him, what, $200 million?
Yeah.
And now?
Well, the problem is he's not even a running quarterback, right? He's not even, like, as apt to run as, well, you know who, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson,
exactly.
What have you. And yet he always gets hurt, and sometimes it is behind the line of scrimmage, sometimes it's north of the line of scrimmage. But either way, right, he is susceptible, to your point, to concussions. And this is the reason why I said I would have never drafted him in 2020. And I said it before, I said it then, I said it after, I said he is too injury prone, and he had only had one concussion in Alabama. He had six other injuries at Alabama. In the NFL, it hasn't been the other injuries as much as
line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's with all the best talent in the world compared to the other teams you play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I called in during that draft and said, down to get Herbert and the cornerback that went to Detroit. He didn't work out too well, though. But that's what I said.
Okuda.
That's who I said to do. Yeah, Okuda and Herbert.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm frustrated about our guy, Jaden Daniels. Are we overpraising him? Like, oh, he got me out of the worst play possible. Weren't you from, like, the 2-yard line? What else could have happened?
Yeah.
Here's
my problem with this. I think somebody brought this up. Like, what are you doing with a minute and 15 seconds left in a game, in a four-score game, calling any sort of run, any sort of Houdini, any sort of keeper, any sort of where Jaden Daniels does anything other than throw, you know, step, take one step back, boom, pivot, and throw? Like, what are you doing? I don't care if there was options, no tags, no nothing. What are you doing?
I know what they're doing. They want him to get Rookie of the Year. They want the stats to be really good so they can say, yeah, we chose the right guy.
Yeah.
He didn't throw from the pocket, and they're praising him. Why is he Rookie of the Week? That Joe Alt or that Xavier Dunze, whatever that guy is for Kansas City?
Xavier Worthy. Yeah. Roma Dunze is in Chicago.
Sorry.
That's right.
Sorry, my bad.
That's
Xavier
right.
Worthy. Yeah, and so I just feel – and everybody's criticizing Caleb Williams, is Caleb Williams, right?
Yep.
The Chicago guy, for not doing anything for the pocket, creating pressure where there really wasn't. Well, Jaden did something similar. And then when he did throw it, it wasn't accurate. So I'm just saying, if he doesn't end up being a guy that can win from the pocket, then let's just keep running him and then keep drafting to replace these guys, just like we do with running backs. Do not give them the second contract. Nothing stirred me a little bit about him is in the post game of this past game, he was complimenting people that he looks up to, and I forget who he was talking about, but his thing that he liked about him the most, how he appreciated him the most, was he got the second contract. If that's what the goal of this guy is, to get to a second contract, you go get paid somewhere else. That's not the goal. The goal is to win games and to become an elite quarterback. That's what the goal is.
It's fair. It's fair. I think Thank some you. Of that comes with that, of course, but you're right. The goal shouldn't be to get to the second contract. It should be to get to a Super Bowl, to win a Super Bowl.
Well,
which, again,
gets
you paid, but that should be what you're saying, you know, to be fair. Doc, have a good weekend. I appreciate you, as always.
All right.
Let you run on that. All right, coming back, we'll get another sweep of the phones. Plus, I got to get these Tua into potentially Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson territory thoughts that I've been building that we have to execute on early in the 3 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.